from different people. So if you don't have anything to add, that's absolutely fine. I'll go through the list I've got. Councillor Mosdell. Thank you. Councillor Brading.
Yes, please, dear. I'd just like to make a couple of points, really. First one to talk about is school buses, a topic that's in the press at the moment. I want to first of all thank my senior officers, Suzanne Smith, Martin Gough, Mike Griffinthorne, and the whole team, really, for the way they've dealt with what has been a difficult situation. I just want to clear up one thing. We did not scrap the contract. We've not cancelled the contract, not scrapped buses, etc. This was a contract that was ending. So the contract, we had no contract at all yet to procure a new contract. There were quite a lot of bidders, in fact. Sunvetters weren't the only bidder, but Sunvetters were a successful bidder for the contract, which is good, because obviously they're an island business. But yeah, the procurement process gave the contract to Sunvetters, and it then became a three-stage process. During the time of the previous contract, it was well outdated because there was less people that needed free transport. Popularity of certain schools changed over the long period of time the previous contract was on. The free school opened, which changed the demographics of where schools were located on the island. So the first stage was to put in place a home to schools transport that fulfilled all of our statutory requirements. But we were aware, as were Sunvetters when they got the contract, there were certain routes the Sunvetters needed to look at, a special scholars service, which they did as quickly as they could. And then that we were also aware that there will be certain pockets that need to be picked up after that, using minibuses, taxis, and we put that in place as well. And equally, since then, there's been things brought to our attention, and that's where the praise to officers, they've addressed every issue that's come to our attention. There was an issue regarding the route through your way, leader, actually through Knighton, Chale, Whitwell. There was an issue through Elveston Garden Village. There was an issue West White going to Cowes, which is a non-catchment school. The officers have worked really hard to put in place all the solutions, address everyone's queries as soon as they've come through. It will settle down that people are back at school. Yes, there's been a few issues with any new contract, but the way that my officers have worked, especially today, they worked really hard today when there's been a real tragedy on the mainland for a school bus crashed in Winchester. Yet my officers have still found time today to sort out some Isle of Wight issues as well as the major incident they've been dealing with in Winchester. So I'm full of praise for all my officers. And I want to thank the parents for their patience while the new contract's just been settling down. So, I hope that's, the end of the school school contract bus issues. It's a new contract fit for purpose for the future. I just want to also touch on school attendance. I'm not a great one for sharing data very often, actually, but obviously there was a big anxiety around, pupils going back to school. What happens is now every school has to fill in a return by 12 o'clock, and at 12 o'clock the next day we get data of all the schools' attendance numbers, and it's, the Isle of Wight's in a really good position. If I just share with you, at primary level, 87% of primary pupils in the country are back in school. The Isle of Wight's at 93%. At secondary level, 83% of pupils across the country are back in school. We're at 91%. So there's some really, really strong numbers. And that's because our schools are working with the parents. If there's any anxieties about going back to school, the head teachers are working with the parents to convince them and show them and prove them that the school is a safe environment. The caveat I would give to that is that it's based upon schools that have actually taken the time to fill in the return. It's a simple number return. There are still some schools on the island that aren't pushing the button every day to submit their number, but we are confident that we know their numbers because we've spoken to those schools. We're in a really strong position. All our schools are back open safely and educating the children, which is what we wanted to happen, and we can keep monitoring the situation to make sure that level of education continues. I thought that's worth mentioning. We're in a good position and a good safe position going forward. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Very professional, comprehensive picture as always. Councillor Ward, I think. Have I covered you? In,
yes,
you already. I have. Yeah. Thank you. Wayne, did you have anything you want to add? No, thank you. Barry, anything you wanted to add?
Just to back up what you said earlier, Leader, about meeting or conversation rather than meeting with the MP regarding housing numbers that are coming forward through the white paper and our review of the island plan, and how we're actually going to be looking shortly at the numbers, and we'll probably publish something after Christmas, and we will be looking for island solutions for island problems.
Yeah, and that's our mantra, so thank you very much for that, Barry. Gary, anything you want to add? I know you've given us a bit.
Yeah, please, Alida. It's really to just give everyone an update with regards to LeBlanc. As you know, we've secured a really prestigious event to come to the Isle of Wight, which involves five-star dining and some cycling around the Isle of Wight. Unfortunately, it's a bit sad and a bit depressing, really, but as a result of the announcement made by government with regards to the increased lockdown, or not lockdown, but the increased COVID-19 measures and the restrictions, we're not able to hold LeBlanc later this month. It was due to be happening at the end of September. The good news is it's only postponed. So they are actively looking at and confirming some dates, but I'm reliably informed that that the riders and all the other original participants are fixed and ready to go for springtime. So LeBlanc will be coming. It's just going to be postponed by a few months until we get out of this COVID nightmare we're in. And I want to give a bit of a thanks, actually, because a huge amount of work has gone into getting LeBlanc to this island in double quick time. Yeah, we've got island businesses who are directly involved and will be involved next time around, the Isle of Wight Pearl, the Royal Hotel. Jack is the events guy at the Royal Ventnor Botanic Gardens. He's pulled out all of the stops. We've got Adam from Tramazzini's, one of the restaurants in Ventnor, and also our own council officers. You know, they really have pulled out all the stops to make this work for our island in double quick time. And it's just a bit of a shame that as a result of the increasing COVID risk that we've had to postpone and move it back a few months. So it's not all bad. It is coming. It's definitely on. And I guess it just gives us more time to get things really, people really excited about what's coming to this island. So thanks very much.
Thank you, Gary. And thank all those involved, because I know how hard you have worked on that with your colleagues. And I'll come back to that in a moment. Stuart, is anything, sorry, Steve Hastings, did you want to add anything?
Thank you, Leader. Not much from what I read out earlier. I think that covered most things, but there is one thing I just want to mention. Because we've been in the pandemic situation and lockdown, some residents will have what I've been calling a lockdown backlog of general waste black sacks. From the 15th of September, there will be comms going out on this, so it'll be communicated. From 15th of September, they will be able to take that those black sacks to the household waste recycling centres, commonly known as the TIPS.
That's going to be well received, I suspect.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's another piece of good news. I'm sure the media will pick up on that one. Councillor Hutchinson, is there anything else you wanted to add? You've certainly done a lot of today.
I think I've probably said enough at the moment, Leader. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. And I just wanted to, the cabinet. Brian, sorry, yeah, Brian, did you want to come in? I saw your hand. I'll get used to it, Brian. I sometimes get names mixed up.
That's okay. First of all, I'd like to just thank you for inviting me to be on the cabinet and the cabinet member for corporate resources. When I look through this, it's got 20 plus areas of responsibility, so thank you for that. But as you know, effectively, I've only been in the role since this Monday, because I was on holiday the week before. But during that time, I've already gone round and spoken to some of the, virtually spoken to a number of people, a number of managers, Debbie Downer, Dave Martin today, it was Sarah Teague and Sharon Betts, Ian Lloyd tomorrow, and sometime next week I'll be speaking to Justin Thorpe, and no doubt I'll be speaking to other people, so I get a full handle on the role itself.
Yeah, don't worry, Brian, we won't forget you, trust me. Finally, I just want to say, and it's a message for the community, really, we do appreciate the volatile nature of the COVID-19 situation. We've been fortunate on the island through some fantastic work across the piece, that we are in a better place than many, but we must be very careful. I would just say, be vigilant, and really, really follow the guidelines. Employment is a big worry for this cabinet, for this council. We realise that furlough ends in October, and we are trying to do as many things as we can to bring events to this island that will boost the economy. We've got the Tour of Britain, we've got the Diamond Races proposal coming forward for the motorcycles, we've got a whole range of things, but most of all we want to keep our community safe. And Councillor Hastings and I have even at the local level put this as absolute priority. So I just want to reassure the community, there are all sorts of things being proposed. Keeping the community safe is number one, and probably sits as number one, even above our finances, which is why I think we spent so much money doing what we did best, and that is looking after our community. That won't go away. We are very excited on it, and I thank everybody for that. So I'll move now to item 8, which is the forward plan.